Now, the thing that water comes out of the sink, you know, into the sink, that's a...
Hydrant. Uh-huh, a faucet.
I see. You call it, inside the house, it's called...
Faucet. Water faucet.
And what about if it was out in the yard?
Be a hydrant. There'd be a faucet on a hydrant.
We were talking about stone jugs yesterday, that sort of thing. Would you ever, you know, have something that you could take out in the field and you could kind of, it would have some kind of little tap on it? What'd you call that?
A thermos jug.
Yeah, or maybe something when you're working out in the field and they brought up some the water in a cart or a wagon and it was, you know, a big kind of thing.
Water cooler.
Yeah, and what would you call it? It would have a what on it?
You can turn the water. Faucet on it. You could turn it on. Faucet on it.
That does thing. Do you ever have a water barrel?
Yeah. Had a water barrel and I had a water cooler too that we used to put water, carry water to the field in. Kind of like a thermos jug, the water cooler was. Or if it wasn't, we had a big, it was lined, we'd put ice in it and put a top on it. Take it out for them.
Now, those kind of metal things that would run around the barrel, you call them?
Hoops. A stays, some of them call them stays, are hoops.
Now, we were talking about things that stuff came in. When you had a barrel and it had maybe a little narrow mouth thing to it, would you have one of these things? Would you have one of these things that was... Say you could pour things down to the barrel, you know, maybe it was narrow and got wider like this.
Funnel.
Yeah. You use that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we used to put molasses in the barrel. You made sorghum.
Yeah.
And you know, the sorghum, you plant the seed, and the sugar cane, you plant the cane.
Mm-hmm.
You made both. We'd put it in a barrel.
What's the difference between molasses and sorghum?
Well, molasses is just anything. It can be Brewer Rabbit, or it can be Aunt Jemima, not Aunt Jemima, wasn't it, Miss somebody, Butterworth, you know, you've seen that advertised. It can be any kind of molasses, but syrup is that white, you know, corn syrup.
That's sorghum.
Syrup. Oh, they have a batter cake syrup, they have syrup, it's all molasses.
Molasses is thick stuff, though.
Well, molasses, it's called how you cook it.
Oh, really?
But it's thick or not, uh-huh. We used to have sorghum meal and cooked it, made it.
The longer you cook it, the...
The thicker it gets.
I see.
And if it's not cooked enough, it'll sour. Blow up on you. Got to be cooked. You got to know how. We had, ran it with a mule, had sorghum meal, and we feed the sorghum in there, and the mule put it round and round, you know, and get the juice.
Uh-huh.
Then take the juice and put it in a big pan, near along here that door, and it had trays in it. And it'd cook in here, and then it'd go from there to here, and come on, when it got to the end of the tray, it was done.
Would folks ever get any from the maple tree here, any kind of maple?
Not in the maple. We didn't have maple trees. We had maple trees,
sir,
but we didn't draw.
Sir, never mm-hmm. got.
Now that maple is that thin stuff, maple syrup. You cook with.
Did you ever have any long, you know, stuff that would be long sweetened or short sweetened by that?
That's molasses. We had an old nigger. One long sweetening in his coffee and it wasn't thinking what but molasses.
That's what you call it.
Long sweetening.
Molasses.
Molasses. He has poured in. Run long, I reckon. I never didn't know why, but he called it long sweetening. That was it.
What's short sweetening? That's just...
That's sugar.
Now, you might say something like, this isn't imitation syrup, this is real... Well,